Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together from Los Angeles.
All right, that band, that incredible, massive rock band, we had the absolute joy, privilege and honour to interview and chat to Chad Smith, the drummer from the Red Hot Chili Peppers earlier on this morning.
Oh, he's a machine.
Didn't we, Jade?
He's a machine on that drum kit, machine.
Yes, we did. We did have the pleasure.
It was an absolutely awesome experience. I got to say, it was quite a shock for us that Warner could organise this for us. And once we got him on the phone, he seemed like a really nice guy. We all had a wonderful chat with him, didn't we?
Unlimited love. This is your first album in quite a few years, so what are you dishing up for us?
I gotta say, we're very excited about the album. You know, it's new and it's fresh. You know, we've all reunited with John after a 10-year break, so everything just fits again with Anthony, Michael, and myself. So it's gonna be great. It's like if you can picture a lockdown album for the Chili Peppers, I mean, how crazy is that gonna sound?
Nice guy. Yeah.
Such a nice guy. I thought we were really bonding. I was like, he called me that girl. I felt like, you know, him and I were getting tight.
Well, the whole thing is you're such a massive Red Hot Chili Peppers fan. And even off air before we came on the show this morning, knowing that we had the interview, you were nervous, you were excited.
I know, I was planning all the questions out, who's going to ask what.
Yeah, and then, of course, you had to ask him this.
Look, before we had you on, we were watching some videos of you online, and okay, this may be a moment that you might like to forget, but let's take a little trip down memory lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations to Will Ferrell, the winner of the 2014 Dallas
Cowboy
Demo!
Are you serious?
So close.
Are you serious? I can't believe you asked me that. Why didn't you ask me about the star of the Walk of Fame when we just got like an hour ago?
Well, I can ask you about that as well, but
I went on that show with Jimmy and Will in order to, you know, put that joke to bed. The joke's over, like, what was it, 10 years ago? Why are you bringing that up now?
And it went south from there, and Chad's hung up on us.
Chad hung up on us. And got,
I was in shock.
He said he wished someone had vetted the questions, and it just got really, really, really awkward. As it turns out, I mean, you, Jade in particular, off air, you were flustered. You were really...
You know, but seriously, all he needed to do was, like, come on and just go, oh, man, yeah, I know, like, bloody hell, yeah, we do look alike. It's crazy. Anyway, let's move on to
the fact that he's gone, anyone beat these questions. It sounds like a joke, like, it sounds like we set that up.
Yeah, it's like we're having to go... How did you feel, Jade? I mean, this was all. I don't know about you, but I know I felt really awkward. I mean, you were upset.
I was upset. That's never happened to me before in an interview where somebody's hung up, and I was like, I love the Chili Peppers, and I was so excited to speak to them, and then it just went pear-shaped.
But we managed to get him back on the phone to kind of unravel what had gone wrong.
Yeah. Well, Warner Brothers were in contact. They were in damage control as well. I think it was about 15 minutes later, Damo, we took this call from Chad.
We managed to track Chad down again.
Oh,
really?
We got Chad. Yeah. And
line five. Again. Yeah. Well, he wants to make a comment about what happened earlier on. So, okay. Chad.
Is this really Chad Smith now?
it's Chad Smith, Jade. Salty from the Sideline View. Saturday afternoons, it's a great listen. You should tune yourself in.
What? So wait, did we even talk to Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers at all?
No. What are you talking about? Chad Smith? He just got a star in the Walk of Fame. Do you think he's going to be calling out to Australia? What's going on?
April Fool's Day, Jay.
No way! I was about to cry that Chad Smith doesn't like me. They're my favourite band of all time.
Same.
God.
Oh,
are you serious?
You got caught. You got snagged. That's it. Stalzy,
no
you
way.
Smashed it, man. You do the best Chad Smith impersonation going.
I spent all last night walking around the house talking like an American. I'm just like, hey, guys, all right, boys, see you later. Go to bed now. And they're like, Dad? My kid's like, Dad, what are you doing?
No way. Oh, my God.
Yes, way.
That was a total joke. That wasn't real. Salty, I'm going to get you.
Yeah, it wasn't real, Jed. April Fool's Day in a big way.
You got me good. You got me good 100%.
You have a year now to think of how to get us back.
Oh, don't you worry. It's going to... I don't know who I'm going to call, but I'm going to call someone.
All right. We wait. But hopefully we can get Chad at some point. But
that would be really good.
Not today. So,
I'm happy because their concert is on my birthday in 2023. And after that interview, I was like, well, I'm definitely not getting invited now. But hey, there's still hope.
Yeah. That's a further bit of a gotcha, though. I think you'll find that your birthday falls on a Monday. When was the last time a rock band took on Kudos Bank Arena?
Yeah, I hate to tell you, they're not playing at Kudos at all. Yeah. So, all right, there you go.
Look, the full video of Jade's exclusive with Chili Peppers will be on our socials a little later today.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
Yes. I'm going to Ireland very, very soon, guys.
You are.
It's summer in Ireland. Yeah.
And I'm going to New Zealand soon. And look, the school holidays are next week, so a lot of people are in the same boat, heading off on holiday.
On holidays or preparing for holidays. So in a tradition of kind of ruining things... Today we've decided to ruin a holiday in five magical words, all right? Now, it's also with the help of the Illawarra, we're after getting a whole bunch of people have responded to a meme. And, to find a top five is very hard in these situations. So there are some honourable mentions, as always. The creche is temporarily closed. And for any parent out there, I mean, another honourable mention is I ate some dodgy chicken.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Been there, done that.
We've all done that. What about the old honey, I forgot the passport?
Can't be doing that.
Your credit card has declined.
That hurts
the
as well.
The stress. But the top five, here we go. In fifth position, when you meet somebody else and they go, oh, what? We live in Wollongong too.
I feel like that happens to everyone, doesn't it?
You're like the other side of the world, just trying to escape, and lo and behold, you meet your next door neighbor.
Yeah, that's it.
We should have drinks later on. Oh, no.
All right. I paid $20,000 to get out of the Illawarra, not to bring it with me.
Not to bring it with me. Okay, what about this? In fourth position, we lost all your luggage.
Oh, no. That's gonna hurt.
We've all been there as well. That's a tough one. In third position, you paid for insurance, right? You never want to hear this. Okay, in second position, this can happen. You know, you've just planned your big holiday and you're all excited, and especially if it's a romantic holiday, and then your partner says, I'm pregnant. It's not yours.
That'll ruin your holiday.
Now, you would have thought something like that would have made it into first position, but in first position, no one wants to hear this. Here we go. Kids have just shat themselves.
See, I get that on the daily. I don't have to leave anywhere for that to happen.
You have a holiday in Jabiru.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
How's the temperature looking in Ireland at the moment, Damien? Because on Sunday, when it's fine and partly cloudy, you're heading home.
I'm heading home. Apparently,
back to the motherland.
Apparently, it's -3 degrees in Ireland.
What?
Yeah, while we're getting flooded over here, Ireland has just had a complete flip around and they're -3 degrees. Yeah, coming into spring?
Yeah,
into spring.
Oh, we're only chatting it was less than 2 weeks ago and they were looking at tops of about 11, 13 degrees.
Things are changing. The world is a funny place. I can't wait to get over there. I can't believe it's Sunday. It's been a long, long time. And
how long since you've seen your family? What are we talking?
Well, you know what? I'm not really sure. So we've got my mum on the phone to confirm all the details.
Someone who's been counting down the days. Oh, good morning, Mama Leith.
Good morning, Jade. How are you?
Oh, doing well. How long has it been since you've seen your baby boy?
It's been 3 years since we were in Scone. We visited him then. But it's 4 years since he's seen his brothers and his sister here in Ireland. So we're all looking so forward to it.
Oh, well, I can't wait either. So I just can't wait to get on the plane just to know that we can actually go across. It's taken so long, my goodness, for COVID ruining everything.
Oh, absolutely. Sure, we were meant to go to you in 2020, weren't we?
Yeah.
And then it all got thundered. That's when the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And I think there's so many people across the world that are in the same boat that have just been wanting to see their loved ones, and it's been far too long. Mama Leith, can I just say that your son has been preparing for his visit to see you. He's been doing a lot of workouts. He's got this Centre app and he's been working out because he says that whenever he visits you, one of the first things you notice is whether or not he's got a little bit of a tum-tum.
you're absolutely right, Jade. He has a high tummy like his mother. And the minute he puts on a little bit of weight, I see it. And every time he's home, he looks for Irish sausages. And I have to have Irish sausages every morning. And that's what causes the tummy within a fortnight.
Look, I'm willing to... The good news, ma'am, is that because I had COVID recently, I'm not going to develop the tummy. I've already got it. Because I was working out, but then COVID came along and stopped me from working out. So, you're going to see some changes.
Okay. A
5K
walk for you every morning.
A 5K walk. Oh,
jeez. I love that. All right. Mama Lee, she's got the itinerary all set.
5K in the snow.
-3 degrees. What an amazing holiday.
Well.
No, well, I mean, it's a freak change. We had lovely temperatures last week of 17. And I said to myself, we're definitely suiting Kiki because she wanted snow. Oh, so all of a sudden, we've gone to -3. So we don't know what to expect.
Well, we can't wait to see you. We're counting down the hours now. It's no longer the days. Can't wait to see. We'll see you on Monday morning, ma'am. Cannot wait.
Can't wait either. We're dying to see you all. So safe flight to you anyway. And so we'll have a ball.
All right, we will. All right. Love you, ma'am. I'll talk to you soon. Be good.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
See you, Mama Lee.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Jade and Damien. I've been playing out a lot of
hypotheticals in my mind. I love this intro.
Yeah, it's the hypo on a Friday. We throw a few random hypothetical questions at you guys and
rapid fire, isn't
see
it?
See how you respond. Yeah, okay.
All rapid right. fire.
Ready to go?
All right, we are raring.
Jade and Damien, if you could call your 60-year-old self and have a 20-minute conversation, what would you talk about?
Well, I'll be calling them next week at this rate.
You know what? I don't know about you, Jay, but I know for me, I've actually thought about this many times. I was a very shy and kind of insecure-y sort of person when I was younger. And if I met I'm meeting my 60-year-old self.
So it's already been and done.
I can't do anything.
If I'm meeting my 60-year-old self, I'll go, okay, the winning lotto numbers are...
we're going into the future.
There's a thing called coronavirus. Get medical supplies from China. Invest in face masks.
Avoid Bitcoin.
Yes.
Avoid Bitcoin.
or get in right at the start.
Get in at the start when crazy enough to believe it's worth something.
All right. Question number two with the hypo. If you could choose one person from history to be your imaginary friend, who would you pick and why?
Oh, that's actually a pretty... question. Imaginary friend. It has to be someone really cool, wouldn't it? I'm going to go with Thomas Edison. Because didn't he invent everything?
Yeah. Heaps of stuff. Yeah, he'd be a good imaginary friend because you could invent heaps of cool things. Oh, I like that. That's a good one. A person in history.
He could give me ideas and I could become a gazillionaire.
I like that idea. A person in history. I'm just trying to think.
If you could choose one person from history to be Jade's imaginary friend, who would you pick and why?
Jesus Christ.
literally. Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah,
well, you've got to go right back. All right.
Wait, yeah. Well,
tell us why.
I'm just looking back in history going, who was someone that was influential? And at least, you know, maybe him. But
I know exactly why. Because he could turn water into wine.
Okay, you got me. It was either him or Winston Churchill, but I don't like whiskey that much.
Yeah. Like 2,000 years ago, I'm not sure they had Prosecco, but hey.
Yeah, wine's
damn
wine.
It. Yeah, then it's like, oh, go, it's wine, but all can you put bubbles in it?
Fun one to wrap it up. What two animals would you like to switch the sounds that they make? So pick two animals, wow, these... and you get to switch okay, the yeah. sound that they make.
I'd love to hear a cat barking and a dog meowing.
Big German Shepherd.
Big German.
Meow.
and this little tiny kitty, you know.
Oh, that's,
I like
no, that. That's good. I like that. Okay, well, can I say a cat? I'd like a cat to have a line, like a lion's roar, because I think that would be gold if you just saw a little cat and then it did the lion's roar and just freaked you out.
Just went,
yeah, and then you saw a lion and went, meow.
And actually, wait, I'm going to throw in a second one. Yeah, sure. I want kookaburras to sound like monkeys. Oh, wait a minute. They already do.
There we go. That's your hypo on a Friday with Jade and Damien.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.